So we're going to now read the Bi'ur HaGro'ah on this Gemara of Rabba Baba Chana. So the Gemara says, I'll just read the Gemara and then I'll explain the Bi'ur HaGro'ah. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, Ishta'u li nechute yama. They told me, people who went down into the city, into the river, sorry, into the waters, the sea, yeah? Hai gala, this waves in the sea, the mitva l'sfinata, that cause a sfina is a boat, to drown, mitchazi, they seem, they appear, it's on them, kitzutzita denora, a spark of fire, chivrata, white fire, beresha, on the top of these waves. You know, I see waves, see a little bit of water on white on the top of them.
Yeah.
Yep. I know that's what it means, but it's speaking about fire. That doesn't look like fire. Umachinenla. Now, what do we do to get rid of them? Umachinenla. We hit them, but alvata with rods, dechakik alea, that's engraved on them. Ekye asher ekye, I will be, which I will be. Ka yudke Hashem tzivakot. Right, these are all God's names. Amen, amen. Sela, benayich, and they go down. So says the Bi'ur HaGro'ah. Near the farish, it seems to me to explain the kol elu hamaasim, all these actions. We're going to have a few maasim of Rabba Baba Chana. Shesidran al psukei tilim. They have a seder on psukei tilim that kufzai. Right. Yode hayam boniot. The people who go down. That's a pasuk in tilim. Right. Pasuk kaf gimel there. Right. Yode Hayam Baniyot, the people who go down in their ships. Right, and it says there, Pasuk Kaf Dalet, Vehema Ra'u Ma'aseh Hashem, they will see the actions of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean? Ki Kva Bi'anu Bi'ura Al Yonah, we explained in, the Gro has a Bi'ur on Yonah, on the Navi Yonah. Ki Aloma Olam Hazeh Nikro Yam. This world is a marshal of the sea. It's considered the sea. Vaguf nikra onia, and the body is considered the sfina, the boat. Vayada, and through the body, haneshama yoredet biyam, goes down into the sea. That's the yorde yam, ba'olam hazeh, in this world. This world is the sea. That's a makor for that is a zohar, right? Va'otam shekol ma'aseim, those people that all their actions. Tamid are always be'iske olam hazeh, involvement in this world, nikra'im yorde hayam. They called those who go down into the sea. Are they bringing their neshamas down into the sea, into this world? Right? Mipnei shemit bonanim, they are thinking all the time, betahafuchot olam hazeh. In the tahafucha means like the mixing up of this world, either mixed up and involved in this world. They're so involved in the and they're so mixed up in this world. That's the Yoradayam. So they're so connected with this world. The more you're connected with the physical, the more you're muhufach, the more you're opposite. Lafoch mashu is to put it the opposite way around. If I was to take a cup and put it the opposite way around, it's non-functional. That's what Ra means. Ra means non-functional. So I'm using something in its not proper way. So I'm taking a person whose purpose is to connect the physical or the spiritual into the physical, and this person is stooped in the physical and involved in it. And that's hefech. That's the opposite of his tzura. That's the opposite of his form. That's the form of an animal, a lying down form, not the upright form of a human being, right? And why yam? Why is the yam doma to this world? The yam, the Gemara says, "Mayim she'ein lehem sof," doesn't have an end. The desires of a person don't have an end. If you desire something, you desire more. Yesh lo mana or tema time. You have 100, you want 200. Any desires like that, you want more and more and more. You're not satiated with the desire. There's always more you want. That's why everything that sells has to be new. Everything. They put some new packet, or you know, if they see that some product's not gonna doing so well, they say, new packet. What do you care about the packet? New packet, like big deal. Like, you know, it's the same product. New. The main thing is new. Or new ingredients. Same old Coca-Cola, new ingredients, right? Best same time, same. That's what they do. Nothing changed. Just they call it new. It makes you interested. What's new about it? Something new, something. That's how the world, the Eight Sahara works. Something new. Something else. You want to go weiter. You want to find something else. Ruchnius, there is a desire. You can use the same desire for physicality. Can be used a desire to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There can be that desire. But that's a desire of kiruvah, of closeness. Like a person, you know, is close to his wife. He doesn't want a new wife. He wants the same one. You know what I'm saying? You just understand more deeply the same person and get closer to the same person. So the nuance is in the closeness rather than in swapping it for something else. You know what I'm saying? The hard deal.
So
in midas, we want to develop ourselves. And you say that midas means measure in a proper way. So we just want to have more, like not control as much as we want to more place our midas and express them in a better way. We want them to come out in a more fuller way. That's avodas midas. So there is a nuance because the depth of our midas will come out the deeper we become. But we're not trying to find something new, something else. We're trying to delve into ourselves and to express ourselves in a deeper way. That's a very big difference. No one's looking to, you know, like, you know, I'm going to really eat this piece of chocolate in like a deeper, with a deeper meaning, right? No one's talking about that. There are people who do that. There are people. You heard of Gershenfeld told the second years, maybe first year, the story of his son going to Revolbi and seeing him eat a piece of ice cream on Shabbos. So wife made some vanilla ice cream, so she asked to give a little portion of vanilla ice cream. He took, this is not for us, you know, if I was vanilla ice cream finished. If I would be vanilla ice cream, show, something different. Right? So he took a spoon of vanilla ice cream, he took it to his nose, he smelt it. If we did it, you're cuckoo. Right? He took it to his nose, he smelt it, smelt the vanilla, put it away, looked at it, put it once again to his nose, smelt it, put it away. Then he ate a little beast. He swished it around his mouth to taste it. Delicious. He did it again with another spoon. It took him a little bit of time to eat this vanilla ice cream, right? Like, okay. But that's what he did. And then he told his wife, what delicious vanilla ice cream you made. Shalom bayis, right? She was obviously very happy. So she said, would you like some more? Please. And he did the same thing again. The vanilla ice cream. That's Ruchnius. It's Onik Shabbos. That's Ruchnius. You understand? That's not eating vanilla ice cream. That's seeing, enjoying every aspect of the vanilla ice cream to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. And to praise your wife. And to show how much you appreciate the work she did in making that vanilla ice cream. That's not vanilla ice cream. You understand what I'm saying? Not like we eat vanilla ice cream. And there are other big Kabbalists that told stories. There's Kavanas. There's like people when you pray, there's certain books are called Kavanas, right? Kavanas of the Rashash, like big, it says about the Kafachayim, that you spend an hour before his meal having Kavanas on what he's eating. And I don't think the eating took him so long, but it like took him like say 2 hours each meal with the Kavanas of eating. His like, you know, his intentions of his eating. So like, the question becomes, the same question tomorrow, 2 hours eating, 2 hours davening, and this person, he wrote a whole big book on Aruch Chaim, and he wrote a whole lot of stuff on Kabbalah. Where do you have time? Where do you have time for this? So the same answer must be in the Gemara. Since he was a chassid, since he was a chassid, he got more brach in what he did. Can you imagine if everything we learned, say we only learned for 2-3 hours a day, just 2-3 hours a day, but everything we learned in those 2-3 hours we remembered? We'd be like after, you know, like we'd be, I don't know what we'd be, right? We 12 hours in a day, we learned so much. Maybe we retain 10%. Maybe, if we're lucky. But when the person's a chassid, he retains everything he learns, something different. The growth continues to say, V'karam ose malacha. The growth calls these people ose malacha b'mayim rabim. They're doing their actions in these big waters. Ki al shem shehem shel tza, these waters, i.e. olam hazeh, is the reason for a person's pain. Is his involvement. Now listen very clearly what he's saying. His involvement with the physical world is the reason for his pain. Most people think the more I get my smoothies, the more I get my froyos, the more I'm involved in the physical world, the more smoothie is my life, right? The more healthy and enjoyable is my life. Says the law the opposite. The more you're involved in the physical world, the more tsa you have. That's the mayim rabim. You have more pain. The reason for your pain is your involvement in the physical. So that tells us a very important thing. When you have pain, where should you be looking? At your connection to your physicality. Now, we're not talking about the ice cream revolvi, right? We're talking about the ice cream we guys eat. So you ask a question. How do you mean involvement? So, if a person's eating ice cream very often, right? If he's eating this ice cream revolvi, he's nothing to worry about. But if generally speaking, when we eat ice cream, we're into it. We're into the ice cream and we're into the pleasures of eating it. So, the more we're into the pleasures for the sake of pleasures, the more we're connected to the physical. The more, now it doesn't mean that, now this is, I'm going to explain here Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim, Shara Precious, we don't have here, but okay, I'll tell you about that. He explains that there's two different aspects of desire. This is called needs, and this is called desire. Needs are, you learn well, you like a piece of pizza, right? Right, so you're going to go with the guys and go buy a pizza or a burger, right? You spend a nice day learning and you need a break. You're not stopping yourself from going to a shir that you would normally go to. It's the break period. That's called a need. You need that. Yeah, when you eat the pizza, you have the ice cream or you have the burger, whatever it is you like those sort of things, it makes you happy. You come back refreshed. You had that break. That's a need. That's completely kosher. A desire is when it's non-controlled and that you go with that desire and you go against, you do an avera, you don't go to Ishir because of that, or you do something wrong because of that, or you see something wrong because of that, whatever it is, that desire, right? That's a desire. Desire means you go and get what you want, what you desire, with missing out on something which is you would normally do or you would normally not do. I have some sort of avera on your level, right? Could be certain, right? That's called a desire. That's no good. Anything which is a desire is something we have to separate from. Things which are needs, and you have to be honest about what your needs are. So if you say, no, I'm not going to go, I'm going to sit and learn. But you really want to go with the guys, there's nothing wrong with it. Go. Enjoy yourself. You've come back more replenished, better off, and you'll be able to go weiter with your learning. If you say, no, I'm going to learn the whole time, I'm going to learn the whole time, that could be Yetzirah. He wants to get you to say, you're stressed out, you're not enjoying yourself, and then you throw the whole thing. You understand? You have to know yourself and know what's a need and know what's a desire. And needs are fine. And as you develop, you'll find your needs get less and less and less, right? Generally speaking, the older a person gets, the less he has a need for eating meat, he has less desires, right? Everything as you get older, that's because the person develops. It's not only age, it's the developing of his neshama, more of his neshama enters him. So he has less needs for the physical. So let's go back now. And he says he explained this in Biura Megillah. So we see the Gro had a whole Biura on the Megillah. We only had on Megillah, the second Megillah. We had on all the five Megillahs, it seems. Hema ra'u ma'ase Hashem. Right? They saw the Maisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his amazements in the Metzulat Yam, in the seas. Shiroim Tamid, Heich Zan Kol Echad Vechad, how he is, gives sustenance to each person. Lefi Ma'asav, according to his actions. Mida Midak Midato, according to his Mida, he gets his measure according to who he is. Ukmesade Kol Midot Ra'ot, and he orders all the bad midas, all the bad expressions, the tashlumehem and their payments, shall kol echad ve'echad. Right? V'yomer, and they will say, v'yamod v'chule, v'ken misadekan rabba baba chana. Mida tilim here. Say this outside. Basically, he's saying that all of a person's actions in this world and its connections with the physical, he's getting mida connected mida. That means when a person is too connected with his desires, there will be a pain associated with those desires, mida connected mida, to remove that desire from him. That's the purpose of the pain. If you're touching, right? Someone sees you about to touch a switch. You know, put your finger in an electricity. He's going to hit you. The purpose of that pain is you don't touch it. You with me? The purpose of the pain isn't to pain you. The person's pain is to awaken you that you're too connected to, or you're going to connect to something which is bad for you. Or you are connected or you're going to connect. That's the purpose of the pain. And that's the purpose of all the Rabbanans. All the Rabbanans are there to keep you away from that switch. So, you know, electric switches where there's water will have covers over them, right? Because maybe the water, like in a bathroom, maybe the water will sprinkle there and it'll cause a problem, right? To have a cover. They're really, how often does water go sprinkled in? Very seldomly. But when it happens, it's terrible. So they're covered. That's the Rabbanan. The cover's the Rabbanan. So if you see your child opening the cover and he's bathing, what's the mum going to do? Touch him. Don't touch it. He didn't do anything wrong. He just opened the cover. Right? But something could bad happen. So he's getting a patch to prevent him. Anything we do, and that's a very important thing, any tsar you feel, any pain you feel, there's something in you that needs to be changed associated with that pain. That's what he's telling you here. Now, Vishtauli Nehute Yama. They told me, he's explaining the Gemara. Hema Hamitbonim Tafuchot Ba'olam Hazeh. Like we said, these are the people who go into the waters, they told me this marshal of the Yam. People who are involved in Olam Hazeh. So now they're telling me, Hai Gala de Mitva Sfinata. This gal, this wave that drowns the Sfina. Or not drowns. Makes it sink. Yadua shaguf nikra sfina. The body is called the sfina. V'kol hatzarot she'ovrim alav nikroim galim. The gal is the tzarot. The pain that a person gets when he's in this world, right, is from these waves. Who brings them these waves? Who are these waves? K'moshkado kol mashbirecha v'galecha alei avru. All my brokenness are from these waves that came upon me. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Vehema bai mi malach hamavet, and these come from malach hamavet. This malach who kills us eventually, chas v'sholom, when a person dies. Hamemit la'adam, who kills a person. V'nikra dematbea l'sfinata. This is the thing which wants to sink the ship, the body. So all pain, try and understand this. All pain are forms of death. All pain. The reason we have pain is because we die. Adam HaRishon before the Chet didn't have pain. He just had connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There was understanding of the world. There was no misunderstanding, there was an understanding, a full understanding and a full connection. He had no pain. There was just connection. Cognitive, whatever you want to say, desirable connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. No pain. the eating of the Eitz Hadas brought the Nachash into him, the Yetzirah into him. I.e. Malach HaMavid, who Yetzirah, that's the Yetzirah, and that's the source of our pain. That's why the curse of Adam HaRishon was, B'zeh tapecha tocha lechem, with the sweat of your brow you're going to eat bread. I.e. now you're going to have pain. Even, and that pain is to remove yourself from death. So, when we're not removed from death, when we're connecting to the physical, then someone will get pain to remove us from the physical. But if we ourselves toil, we ourselves remove ourselves from the physical, we take the kots and the darada, we take the weeds, we remove them through our toil, we remove the chaff from the wheat, we grind it. Now, there's 10 orders in making bread on Shabbos. Shabbos, the bread's already made, because that's Me'en Gan Eden. The weekday is the day where you're Hechinu, you prepare for Shabbos. You toil in the world. Toiling is painful. You're toiling in Torah, it's painful. But if you toil in the physical, to remove yourself from the physical, to connect to the spiritual, you won't feel the pain of the Malach HaMavis. If you are involved in the physical and you're not toiling in the spiritual, then you will feel the pain of the Malach HaMavis who remind you. That will be the tzar to remove you from the physical. And sometimes, if you're so stooped in the physical, the only way he can remove you from the physical is to kill you. That's what he does. So the Bible says, "V'hu ha-yetzarah," this is the yetzarah, "ha-masit la'adam b'tchila." He comes and he wants to draw a person to be involved in the physical. Why? Because he knows that there he can pain him, there he can kill him.
Can't you have spiritual pain?
That's good pain. Spiritual pain means you're learning a daf gemara, you don't understand it. So you're toiling in it. You're thinking about it. Right? You can be tired, and the pain of keeping yourself awake and learning a piece of gemara, of learning a tosis, or the pain of not understanding, that's a pain. Right? That's not a pain which is, it can be, it's an enjoyable pain in a sense. Because you're toiling to work something out. And then you finally get it. Oh. But if you don't feel the pain, but it's a strain on you. When a person toils, or you're working on your midas, someone speaks badly to you, don't answer back. You work on yourself. You don't everything have to answer back. Don't everything have to notice. You work on yourself. Even if you're a person who notices everything, but you work on yourself not to notice or not to answer. That's also a pain. That's the pain that builds you. If we're involved in those type of pains, which are pains of building, of removing ourselves from our Yetzirah, then the Yetzirah, because he wants to give us pain by drawing us into the physical, and then he'll give us pain. Then he's allowed to give us pain to remove us from the physical. And the more we get in, the more he draws us in the physical, the more pain is needed to remove us from the physical. Until Chas V'Shalom, one day he so pushes you into the physical that the only way of removing your neshama from the physical is to die. And that's why he's called Malach HaMavis. The whole purpose of the Eight Sahara is to bring you to death. What is death?
But everyone dies. So everyone.
Death can happen in many ways. Like Miriam and Aaron and Moshe died, right? Whatever death means, right? But they died with Neshika. And the Gemara in Brachos explains, when a person's so spiritual, his body is just a container. It's like a container for his neshama. So the Gemara gives a mashal for his death, right? Like a hair being taken out of milk. There's no milk on it. It's pure hair. It's very easy to take it out, right? There's no connection with the milk. That's a death without pain. That's called mitas neshika. Some people die in their sleep. They don't even feel any pain. There's what's called mita, which the Gemara says, is like a rope. That's an example of the Gemara says. A rope in a very small hole. But in order to remove that rope, it like gets torn as it gets pulled out, and like part of the rope is torn out of it, right? So that's where the person's so connected to the physical, right? To remove his neshama from his goof requires a lot of pain because he's so connected there. So it's part of the neshama is left there, so it's like ripped apart from him. There's a worse form of pain. There's a worse form of death, even worse than that. Those are the people, Baruch Hashem, we're not going to know people like that. Those are the people who are so stooped in the physical world, then the neshama is, they have such a low level neshama, their high level neshama is completely distant from them. And they're just living with their nefesh behemis. They're living like a homo sapien. Like you have a cow, you have a homo sapien. He eats, he sleeps, he does all the things cows do, just he has the brain of a human being. But he's living like a cow. Such a person who lives like an animal, says the Rambam, he dies like an animal. What does that mean? His spiritual self can't go to the spiritual world because it's so involved in the physical that it's just hovering in between the physical and the spiritual worlds. That's called kafakela in Lashon of Chazal. What's kafakela mean? Kafakela means like a you know, the slingshot. His neshama is going like a slingshot across the world. Why? Because he's so used to getting his physical desires and he can't get them. He's looking for someone he can latch onto to get his physical desires. That's what's called the dibuk, sticking to person. So for Chazal, if a person does a lot of averas and certain types of them, so these things stick to him and they get their sustenance from it. That's why you should be very careful with people who tell you spiritual things, because a lot of the time they have these things associated with them. So that's what we just explained. His yored, the Yetzirah, goes down in his seat and draws you with him into the physical world. Umekatreg, and then he goes to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, see what he's doing. How involved is he in the physical world? The yored, and then he comes back, but no till neshama. And takes his soul. Basically, he brings you to the place where you deserve the pain, and then he goes up to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, give him the pain. That's what the Yetzirah does. Okay, then it goes. The next part of the Brisa, the Mark, says, the Mitchazi Ketzutzite Denor. He looks like this white flame on the top of the wave. Remember, the wave represents the Tzah. And he's the white flame, the Yetzirah is this white flame on top of the wave. So now, the Gemara is bringing the Gemara. The Gemara says, K'maise derav Avram, Amram, Chassidu is a Chassid, Beperek Asar Yuchsin, Ish Be'el Yetzirah, he made a Shvuot on his Yetzirah, Lenafek, to get out of him, Minei, to leave him, Nafak Minei, and when it came out of him, it came out of him, ka'amuda denora, like a pillar of flame. So that's he's bringing a raya that this nora, this flame in a person, is associated with the Yetzirah. Now, it's very interesting. The Yetzirah is a flame. It's Eish. Why? Eish is associated with the fires of your desires, right? But without fire, you can't have a combustion engine. Most things, right, that give power to things, and therefore things can move and happen, is fire. Okay, it can be nuclear fire, whatever fire it is, right? But it's all forms of fire. Even electricity, in a certain sense, is a form of fire. It depends on how abstract form, but it's a form, right? So fire is not a bad thing. Fire is what causes the world to move. So I told you once the Gemara, when Chachamim davened that the Yetzirah for Vodazara would be moved to the world, so Nevuah was taken from the world. The Koach of Nevuah, the Yetzirah is a good thing if you know how to use it properly. When they davened for the desires of man to be removed from the world, chickens didn't lay eggs. So they had to bring it back. That means these desires, right, are desires that also make you grow. But they have two panim. They have two sides. It's a double-sided sword. You can all grow with them and use your Yetzer. That's what it says. V'haft et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha. Says the Gemara, b'shnei Yetzerecha, with both your Yetzerim, with your Yetzara. Bring your Yetzara to the base of Medrash. You argue with Chavrusa. I'm right, he's right. No, I'm right. You're getting Torah out. You're getting it clearer. It might even be your Yetzara talking. You bring that manuva to the base of Medrash. You with me? He's a koach. He's a koach, but a koach that's ra. He wants you to do your wrong expression. But you can use that koach for the right expression if you know how to use it. Chivrata bereisha, this whiteness on the top of the gal, of this what's it called, of this wave, which is representing the Yetzer, ki b'tchila, white, what's white? White is, what does the Kohen Gadol wear when he goes into the Holy of Holies? White. Big day lavan. Lavan. Lavan's chesed elyon. It's chesed, right? White represents white. Like you see, a holy person is dressed in white. That comes from us. We wear a kittel. You know, it's white. When you die, you wear this kittel. Because you're removed from physicality. So how the Yetzer Hara comes to you? Tzadik. I'm white. Ki b'tchila mesit marelo. Chamishim simani Tara. He shows him all the signs of Tara Shemutza. That means, yeah, you can do it. There's no Isser in it. It's fine. It's just a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah. What's the problem in doing it? You have to learn the whole day. You got half a day. Doesn't matter if you miss a shiur. You're going to play with your computer. You know, you send your emails. And then, you know, send your emails, watch your film, what type of film. He says, you don't have to work. If you work, you're overworking. You'll regret it. You saw the rabbi said. He said, you have to go with your needs. Right? Go with your needs. Go for a burger. Take the boys out. Yeah, okay, so they want to go to Machne Yehuda. They want to go to Ben Yehuda and see some old friends that came to visit them. Friends. Female ones. Okay, you know, you got to be so frum now. And of course, they're not dressed so well. But okay, you know, I'm not looking. I'm not really interested. I'm just going for the company. That's how he starts with you. Everything's mutter. Chamishim simani Tara. He's so clever. Says the Gemara says that Rabbi Meir, a sheretz, is a tame, is something tame. Sheretz, you know, it's like the Shmona Shrotzim. They have avatuma. So Rabbi Meir had the ability, I think he said, he was Matar the Sheretz in 48 ways or 49 ways. It's the Gemara, I've forgotten now.
What are we talking about?
A Sheretz, something which is, there's a certain, you know, certain animals, if they're dead, if you, they're impure. If you touch them, you're impure. They're impure. That's impurity. Impurity, anyway, doesn't matter. But Rabbi the Gemara says Rabbi Meir could be Matar the Sheretz. Well, you can be Matar the Sheretz. There's 48 ways of being mitar the sheretz. What do you mean mitar the sheretz? Sheretz is a tamid. The Torah says the pasuk in the chumash. That's the Yetzirah. Rabbi Meir, when he said he was mitar the sheretz, he was explaining you the facets of the Yetzirah. He was telling you all those facets of the Yetzirah, how the Yetzirah comes to a person to be mitar him the sheretz. So Rabbi Meir understood so well the Yetzirah. You understand what I'm saying? That's what the Gemara is saying.